ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as global leaders arrive in New York for that summit, Vanuatu is expected to meet with a team of legal experts to help it sue fossil fuel companies over their contribution to climate change. The announcement for the meeting came during last week's strike for climate change in the capital, Port Vila, and follows an earlier announcement that Vanuatu would take greenhouse gas emitters to court. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, there's hope that this time the action will lead to some tangible outcomes.
Sing Out in Solidarity is the name for Vanuatu's campaign as part of the global climate strike. Hosted by Vanuatu's Climate Network, hundreds of people, from schoolchildren to businessmen and women to government officials, have taken part in the movement, demanding immediate action on climate change. They are calling for the government to declare a climate emergency and take their concerns to the international stage. And in answer to their calls, Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister, Jotham Napa, has said his government are assembling a team of lawyers tasked with helping the country sue large fossil fuel emitters.
You burn, we die. There is no planet B. And we are asking for the developed countries to think of the future of our younger people. We are calling for climate justice.
It's an announcement heard before. Last year, Vanuatu's Foreign Minister Ralph Regenvanu made international headlines for threatening fossil fuel companies and foreign governments with lawsuits. And at the protest, he repeated his plans, saying the government will be meeting with lawyers in New York this week as part of the United Nations Climate Action Summit.
Vanuatu has already agreed at the covenant level that we will explore legal options to get compensation. We are meeting with a coalition of lawyers interested in the same thing, interested to support action by Vanuatu.
Willie Misak from Vanuatu's Climate Action Network says the announcement is critical, as lives across the Pacific are already being lost because of climate change.
Vanuatu, we have the cyclone bomb, and we still recover up until now. Now it's 5 years from now, we're still on the recovery. We don't even know what will be the next cyclone will look like. And also the cyclone has destroyed many of our cultural heritage sites. That it's really linked to our culture. This is a loss that we will never get take it back.
And Vanuatu's scientific community is also heartened by the action. Robson Tokona is the principal scientific officer for climate research at Vanuatu's Department of Meteorology, and he says his country can also play a role in tackling climate change.
They want to make a clear message to all organizations in Vanuatu as well as individuals to try and limit the emissions of greenhouse gases so that we can meet the Paris Agreement target. What Vanuatu will be doing is kind of showing that even though we have a small emission, but we have a moral responsibility to lower the greenhouse gas emission.
And Mr. Tokona has issued a warning to Canberra, saying Australia's position on climate change is affecting its standing in the Pacific.
The current Prime Minister of Australia is not thinking seriously to address climate change and to think in line with the Pacific Island Council. So we think Australia is not doing enough in terms of cutting emissions because Australia has been exporting a lot of coal. Why not Australia take a stand and think seriously about Pacific Island countries who are facing a lot of sea level rise issues? So we think the current Prime Minister of Australia is going in the other direction.
If it did go ahead, Vanuatu would be one of the first countries to take foreign governments or companies to court for their contribution to climate change. There is a precedence, though. A Fijian family joined 10 other families from countries around the world to sue the European Union for its greenhouse gas emissions. That case was dismissed by the courts in May. But on the streets of Port Vila, activists are hoping their message for climate justice will eventually be heard.